Your baby diapers, soft on skin.
Good evening, it's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government collecting 337 million kwacha from 26 targets and 19 entry points. Nkana MP cautions UPND over Paramount Chief Mpezeni's endorsement of Arainde Hichilema. US sanctions Rwanda military and top commanders over fighting in DR Congo.
FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Finance Minister Stumbeko Msukotwana has announced that government is collecting approximately 337 million kwacha from 26 inland toll gates and 19 entry points across the country. Responding to a question from Mulenga Fube, Member of Parliament for Shilobi, on how much revenue the government collects monthly from toll gates, Mr. Msukotwana disclosed that 150 million kwacha is collected from the 26 inland toll gates, while about 186 million comes from the entry points, which are 19. He further stated that in addition to these toll gates, five are being operated by concessionaires. Dr. Msukotwana emphasized that funds collected from toll gates continue to be directed towards road rehabilitation projects across the country.
As of November 2025, on average, 337 million kwacha is collected monthly from the 26 inland toll stations and 19 ports of entries, broken down as follows: 150 million from the 26 inland toll stations and 187 million from the 19 ports of entry. And continuing, Madam Speaker, the average monthly revenue collections from the inland toll gates range from 178,737 kwacha.
The Zambia National Students Union ZANASA has rejected the disputed election, reaffirming Denis Chipeli as a legitimate president amid claims that forces linked to the ruling party are attempting to install friendly student leaders. ZANASU allegedly elected Innocent Nshindano as its president, along with other executive committee members. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Chipeli described the Sunday elections as a sham that did not comply with the union's constitution. He has emphasized that he will remain president until properly conducted, transparent elections are held in accordance with the ZANASU's governing rules. While declining the comment extensively on allegations of political interference, Mr. Chipeli says that he is aware of attempts by some actors to change the union's leadership, but is choosing to remain silent for now.
The elections that were held on the 1st did not adhere to the constitutional requirements. As such, the elections are hereby declared now and void. And this is the position that we've taken, not as an individual, but collectively as a team. Our constitution, as ZANASU, prescribes that two-thirds majority should be able to make a decision. And two-thirds majority never met the decision of the criteria of the election. And consequently, the current executive under myself, Denis Chipeli, remains the legitimate leadership of the Zambia National Students Union until such a time that fresh democratic elections are going to be convened in the compliance with the ZANASU Constitution. This is without fear, without shame and favor.
Nkana Member of Parliament Binu Mpundu has cautioned the United Party for National Development, UPND, against being overexcited by the endorsement of President Arainde Hichilema by the Paramount Chief Mpezeni, saying traditional leaders would make similar endorsements in support of the next government after UPND. The Paramount Chief over the weekend praised President Hichilema, saying he has delivered on his mandate. However, Mr. Mpundu notes that traditional leaders typically maintain working relationships with the government in power, regardless of political affiliations. He says that it is normal for them to cooperate with the government of the day, and that similar endorsement would likely be assigned to the next government when the ruling party changes.
The Paramount Chief statement suggesting that he will support President HH 100% is not, you know, anything out of the ordinary. Okay, it is obviously the duty of those who are in authority, public service, traditional leaders to work with the government of the day. So for me, I don't find that very strange. I know that it may excite some people suggesting that now the whole entire province of the Eastern Province has gone to support HH. Contrary to that, the people who are under the leadership of the Paramount also have got their own independent mind. You need to read beyond the words of the Paramount Chief. When he says, I will work with the president, or the, rather the government of the day, does not mean even the vote is going to go to the government of the day.
Economist Yusuf Dodi has called for the comprehensive scrutiny of proposed measures aimed at improving Zambia's energy sector, warning that rushed or inadequately examined reforms could have a long-term consequence on the economy. Recently, government disclosed that it intends to add over 2,000 megawatts of power to the electricity grid by the end of 2026. Mr. Dodi stressed that while efforts to address the country's energy deficits necessarily, stakeholders must carefully assess the financial, technical and social implications of the proposed interventions. He noted that Zambia's energy challenge is characterized by power shortages, load management and high production costs require sustainable and transparent solutions. Mr. Dodi explained that energy reforms often come with significant costs, including infrastructure expansion, tariff adjustments and increased private sector participation. He further cautioned that without proper scrutiny, such measures could place an additional burden on households and businesses already grappling with economic pressures.
It is something that obviously outcome, but it comes with some consequences. The fact is, this 2,000 watts is going to be generated by the private sector. Suggests that the private sector will be producing more than half of Zambia's energy, meaning that the private sector are going to dictate what the electricity tariffs are going to be. And this is done through power purchase agreements from the private sector, who are known as independent power producers. They will have power purchase agreements with ZESCO, and these are likely to be quite high.
And now, business news. Business news.
The BuyZ campaign has urged Zambians to strengthen reliance on local resources and industries in the face of potential global supply chain disruptions. BuyZ campaign founder and chief executive officer Ambassador Invance Ngoma says that Zambia's future prosperity depends on prioritizing homegrown solutions. He noted that recent tensions in the Middle East highlight the importance of building resilience through agriculture, manufacturing and renewable energy. He says that by supporting farmers, entrepreneurs and local businesses, Zambia will reduce external shocks and build a stronger economy. We take a break. We do have more news after that. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands. You join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-0796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on Rwanda, Rwandan army and four VET senior commanders, accusing them of fearing the conflict in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Fighting has persisted despite a U.S. brokered peace deal in December between the Congolese and Rwandan government aimed at ending the long-running conflict in eastern DR Congo. The U.S. Treasury Department accused the Rwandan army of undermining the peace deal by training, equipping and fighting alongside the M23 rebel group. Rwanda swiftly rejected the accusations, saying the sanctions are unfairly targeted one side and misrepresented the reality and distort the facts of